From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Darnell Early, the emergency manager who oversaw Flint, Michigan during the switch to water from the Flint River, testified today before a House committee that he was grossly misled by state and federal experts who never told him that lead had gotten into the drinking water. He stepped down from that position. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder testifies on Thursday there are calls for him to step down. Meanwhile, people have stepped up. Volunteer plumbers, others have donated filters. And then there's the woman from Ann Arbor. From Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio, Kyle Norris reports.
Carrie Metz-Caparuso says she feels like an outsider wherever she goes. For one thing, she's covered in tattoos.
I have a lot of women on me. Pretty women and flowers is what I'm covered in.
She has a shaved head and loves leopard print pants, and she makes her living as a tattoo artist.
Looking different, being a woman, my sexuality, a lot of things that make me not that normal. So I definitely connect with those people who could be poor, different, you know, because I feel different.
A few weeks ago, she was walking with her husband, Tony, who's also a tattoo artist. They were talking about Flint and how they could help.
It just popped into my head one day. I heard my mom's voice say, hey, you can help people, so get to it.
So she thought she'd do what she knew.
Who's first? Who is first?
She held a one-day fundraiser for Flint, pay $50 and get a small tattoo of a heart. At the bottom of the heart, where the two sides meet, is a water drop, shaded in blue and black ink. Metz-Caparuso and her husband would do all the tattooing.
Will you hop up? I'm going to rearrange the furniture a little bit.
And they donate the cash they raise to a Flint charity.
You go that way. I think you'll be pretty comfortable with your arm just...
This happened on a recent Friday at Lucky Monkey Tattoo Parlor in Ann Arbor. Mother and daughter Jennifer and Holly Krause were some of the first people in line at the tattoo shop.
We both have tattoos, and we usually always get our tattoos together, so this is just another fun experience for us.
Her mother Jennifer says, like her new tattoo, this Flint water story is not going away. But why would someone want to memorialize this tragedy on their body forever?
Well, I think it represents, you know, the children in Flint with the heart, with the blue shades and everything. And, you know, people ask. It's something that we're always going to remember because it's very devastating, not just to Flint, but to the whole state.
Jennifer got her tattoo on her forearm, and Holly got hers on her wrist. They picked those visible spots so people would ask them about it, and they could strike up a conversation about the Flint water crisis and who's been affected. Dana Forrester owns the tattoo shop. She says as soon as Metz-Caparuso suggested this fundraiser, she was on board.
You know, Flint is only about 45 minutes north of us, and we just feel a kinship. It could happen to any city in Michigan, and if, God forbid, this happened in Ann Arbor, I would love if somebody helped us out.
She says it's especially heartbreaking because so many kids drank lead-contaminated water.
We have a trust in government, and I think everybody feels sort of robbed, not only shocked, but, you know, angered that this could happen in 2016. So I think that's where a lot of the outrage is. Something that we really took for granted, clean drinking water, has been violated.
At the end of the day, 35 people got tattoos, and they had to turn away about 20 people. The customers and other tattoo artists were generous and threw in tips to raise $2,200. Carrie Metz-Caparuso donated the money to a Flint charity. And now she's imagining what else she might do in her efforts to help other people. For Here and Now, I'm Kyle Norris.